Blog Talk Radio.
I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Yeah, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. Thank you. I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything.
I lift my hand in total adoration unto you.
Come on, say it. You reign on the throne.
You reign on the throne. For you are God and God alone. Because of you,
my cloudy days are gone.
I'm so grateful, Lord.
I can't.
Hallelujah.
Can I be heard? Praise the Lord. Can I be heard? Praise the Lord. Pastor E, are you on? Well, praise the Lord. God bless you. People of God, listen, I want to say real quickly, welcome again to Truth That Now Transform Live. We want to thank everyone tonight for being on tonight. Amen. I want to remind you that this is Truth That Transform Live, where the transformation of your life is predicated on the truth that you receive for your life. I'm going to say that again. The transformation of your life is always predicated on the truth that you receive for your life. The Bible tells us again in Matthew chapter 17, beginning at verse 1. When you behold, one thing you got to understand, when you behold the transfiguration of Jesus, that becomes your transformation. The Bible says Jesus took Peter, James, and John up to a high mountain, and he was transfigured before them. So as you behold the transfiguration of Jesus, that becomes your transformation. Amen. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, that declares that we all with open faith, beholding as in the glass, the glory of our Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory. I want to let everyone know there is a transformation. There is a metamorphosis that is going to take place tonight as you receive God's word, as you get prepared to posture yourself for this night. Amen. So listen, again, thank everyone for joining us. I am so grateful and thankful for this night. Amen. And so I am going to pray real quick, and then I got a couple of announcements, and then we'll go right into it. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless you. We praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We exalt you. We declare and decree that you and you alone are God. There is no God besides you. Father, I thank you for every individual on this call tonight. I pray tonight that they would have an encounter with you, that they would behold you, that they would see you, that they would begin to get a knowledge of who you are. I pray that you will remove me and let only Jesus be seen. I thank you for every individual. I thank you for every life in the name of Jesus. I bless them by reason of the anointing. And I ask now that the eyes of their understanding would be enlightened, that they may know the hope of the call and the purpose for which you have sent them. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, be glorified. Devil, be horrified. In the name of Jesus. Now, people of God, God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Again, this is another time of our teaching that, listen, you don't want to miss. So, listen, I'm going to give you an opportunity to make sure every time you get on, get your Bible, get your notepad. Never just come on to just hear the word of God. Make sure you get your Bible and notepad, because the word of God is going to come alive to you. It's going to transform your way of thinking. I'm telling you, every religious devil is going to be excommunicated. I'm telling you, God is going to do something tonight so spontaneous. Amen. I believe it. Amen. I'm on here tonight to receive from the word of God, and I believe God has something great. But let me share a couple of announcements before I get right into my teaching. Again, people, God, listen, I want you, everyone who can hear me, listen, July,
we
Friday,
can hear you. We
July
can hear you,
21st.
We can hear you.
Okay, praise God. All right, everybody can hear me. Praise God. So Friday, July 21st, I'm going to be, the Lord instructed me that I was to begin to teach in the element in which he has called me. And my assignment is to teach people how to come into a relationship with the Holy Spirit. That's the call that God has placed on my life. So listen, before this ends tonight, I want you, before you go to bed tonight, make sure you go to our website, ignitefiretoday.com, and I want you to register for a time of teaching on the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, it's going to transform your life. You don't want to miss that powerful, life-changing teaching on the Holy Spirit. Your life will never be the same. But it's only for those that register. So I need you, before you get off, amen, to make sure you do that. Go to ignitefiretoday.com and register for our teaching on the Holy Spirit. It's going to be absolutely amazing. Amen. So let's get right into our teaching. We got a lot of ground to cover. We're going to recap, but I'm telling you, you're going to see something in the Word that you have not seen before. Man, you better get excited because I'm always excited. Anytime you come to the Word, you better get excited. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, we've been teaching a series entitled The Three Dimensions of Faith. I'm going to let you get your notepad, write this down, because you're going to want to eat everything that the Holy Spirit is going to teach you tonight. I'm not the teacher tonight. The Holy Spirit, he's just using my voice tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. The three dimensions of faith. In other words, listen, people of God, let me share something prophetically that I want you to really grab and really ponder. We are in a season where we are no longer in levels. Oh, God, we are no longer in levels. We have graduated. We have promoted to dimensions and realms. See, the more you mature in a thing, the greater revelation that comes to you. And God now is now taking us from levels into dimensions and realms of the Holy Ghost. And I'm telling you, tonight is one of those nights that God is going to show you something. Because in levels, you get to hear things. Hello? But in dimensions and realms, you get to see things. Oh, no. I'm going to say that again. Hallelujah. When you at levels, you get to hear things. The Bible says, Jesus says, my sheep know my voice. God begins to speak to you on another level. Amen. But when you start getting into dimensions and realms of the Spirit, not only do you hear things, but you begin to see things. You begin to see what God has purposed for your life, what God has ordained for your life, what God wants to do with your life. I'm telling you, and you begin to embrace the finished work of Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to see some stuff. I done heard that God is good. I done heard that God is a provider, a healer, and deliverer. I done heard all these wonderful things, what God is. But now, beloved, I'm in a time in my faith where I want to see it. I want to see the power of God. I want to see the goodness of God. I want to see the glory of God. I don't want to just hear about it. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to see it. And this night, you are fit to enter into a season and a dimension where you're going to see it. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's get into it. We're dealing with, again, the three dimensions of faith. So let's go to our foundational scripture. And let's get into this. I'm going to take my time, but you're going to want to get every bit of it. Amen. Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. If you're taking notes, you're going to want to take notes, because every time we go over the scripture, you're going to see something different than we talked about last week. That's called progressive revelation knowledge. See, because when it comes to revelation, revelation is progressive. Which means you might go to the Word and you read something and you see something, but then you go back to the Word and God begins to open your eyes to a whole new way of seeing things. God begins to show you something different. He begins to take you to another dimension and another realm, and he begins to show you some things that you can apply today, now. Amen. That's why it's called the Now Network. Amen. Because you're going to receive something now, not tomorrow, now. All right, Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. I want you to see it in your Bible. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Y'all got to excuse me. I'm excited already. Amen. And Pastor E, I want to talk to you afterwards. So if you can text me or whatever afterwards. Amen. All right. Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. Glory be to God. Amen. I'm going to wait just a few seconds to make sure you are there in your Bible, because when you see it in the script, you're going to say, wait a minute, I've been reading this. I never saw this, but you're going to see something tonight in Jesus' name. All right. Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. Look what the scripture says. The Bible says this. In Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17, the Bible says, for I am not, this is the Paul, the apostle, he is speaking to the church of Rome again, okay? He says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation. Don't miss that. For everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greeks, for in it, the righteousness of God is revealed, how? From faith to faith, as it is written. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? As it is written, the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. Father, I ask now that you would now open up their eyes, let them see the revelation that's in your word. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise. Amen. Now, let's go back to verse 16. Let me show you this revelation. Verse 16, the Bible says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Here you go. For it is the power of God to salvation. Now, what is it? Listen, it is the power, the Bible says, the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, it is the power of God to salvation, or the power of God that leads to salvation, the power of God that actually saved you. Now, why is this so important for you and I to understand? Notice the Bible says it is the power of God that leads to salvation, not the knowledge of God that leads to salvation. I'm going to say it again. Notice the scripture says it is the power of God that leads to salvation. Notice it does not say the knowledge of God that leads to salvation. Now, why is this so important for you and I in the modern day body of Christ, the church, to understand this? Why? Because in the modern church today, glory to God, don't miss this, in the modern body of Christ today, in the pulpit today, we have only preached a knowledge-based salvation that encourages and edifies, not the power of God that changes and transforms lives. I'm going to say that again. In the modern-day church today, what we are preaching today is only a knowledge-based salvation that only has encouraged us. It has edified us. But it hasn't been the power of God to bring change and transformation to our lives. And see, if you just preach a knowledge-based salvation, you could go to any church, and if they're preaching salvation, it's based on a knowledge base. It's going to edify you. It's going to encourage you. You're going to get excited. You're going to get goosebumps. You're going to run around the church and hallelujah, praise the Lord. But most people leave the church without the power of God to change them. They still leave with the same mindset. They still leave with the same sickness. They still leave with the same bondage. Why? Because there's no power to change them. And the reason why is because preachers are afraid to preach concerning the power. And if you look at the ministry of Jesus, Jesus' ministry was not just a knowledge-based gospel. It was a power based gospel. He demonstrated the power of God. And people of God, if we're going to see our generation change, our city change, people's lives change, then we must now focus not just on the knowledge of God, but we must now focus on the power of God. Because the world, I fear, they have heard everything about how good God is, how great he is, and all the wonderful things about Jesus and the Holy Ghost and all this stuff. But listen, we are not seeing the demonstration of people getting healed, delivered. When is the last time? I said this before, but it bears repeat. When is the last time you prayed for somebody and they got healed? When the last time you prayed for somebody and their eyes opened up that was blind? When is the last time you prayed for somebody and they actually got out of a wheelchair? Hello, glory be to God. When is the last time you prayed for somebody and preached the gospel to them, and all of a sudden the next week they go back to their bank account and God has supplied supernatural finances to their account? I'm telling you, in this hour, in this season, when we start preaching the gospel about the power of God, that's what we're going to see. Supernatural results. I don't know about you. I want results. I don't want to just hear all these good goosebumps of gospel preachers. I want to see lives transformed. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I want to see people's lives changed. Now, look what the apostle Paul says. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation. Here you go. For everyone that believes. Everyone who believes what? The power of God. Everyone that believes that the power of God could actually change and transform their lives. Now. Not tomorrow, not next week, but right now. For the Jew first and also the Greek. Here you go. Verse 17. Pay attention. For in it is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. Here you go. As it is written. As it is written. Pay attention to this. Which means what the apostle Paul is saying to the church is actually written. What's written? The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. In other words, I said this before, but here it go again. If you are born again, if you are spirit-filled, if the Holy Spirit dwells on the inside of you, and you have been set apart by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, then the life that you are presently living must be a life that's lived by faith. If you're going to live this life, with everything that's going on, it must begin as a life of faith. And this is where we as men of God, preachers of God, have to now focus. We got to let people know that, listen, the life you got to live is not by your emotion. It's not by me preaching something that's going to tickle your ear. No, it's a life and a gospel that's going to cause faith to come alive in you. And I'm telling you, this word that I'm giving you tonight, it should spark faith in you. You should have faith for whatever you're believing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's time for the people of God in this hour and this season to focus back their life on faith. Because the scripture says, without it, you can't please God. Hello, glory to God. Now, let's go deeper. Let's continue our revelation. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. I need you to go there in your Bible. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. We're picking up where we left off, and we're going deeper. I'm telling you, this word should be changing your life. Glory to God. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35 to 39. Hallelujah. Remember, the life that you're living, it must be a life of faith. It must be a life of faith. Why? Because faith pleases God. I don't know about you, but I'm aiming to please him. And the only thing that's going to do it is my faith. The only thing that's going to please your God is your faith. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35 through 39. Pay attention. Hallelujah. Verse 35, the Bible says, cast not away, therefore, your confidence. Why? Because it has a great recompense of reward. for you have need of patience, that after you have done the will, notice what the Bible says, after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. See, people, God, until you have done the will, you don't qualify for the promise. Too many people are trying to get the promise before they've done the will. They think just because they prayed or they worship God, that qualifies them to get the promise. No, baby girl, no, baby boy, you got to do the will. You got to do the will. And if you ain't praying to know what the will is, then guess what? You don't qualify for the promise. Hello, I'm preaching better than you shouting. I know you're on mute, but it's all right. Hallelujah. For you have need of patience, that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come. People, whether you realize it or not, Jesus is coming. He's coming in the second coming, and he's coming right now in power. Hallelujah. See, a lot of times we're just focused on Jesus coming back in the clouds to rapture us away. No, God wants to come now. He wants to come now in power. He wants to come now to change your circumstance right now. Don't just wait for Jesus to come back to take you to heaven. No, you want him to come right now. God, I need you in my circumstance right now. I need you to show up right now. For yet a little while, for he shall come, will come, and will not tarry. Now the just, here go again, shall what? Live by faith. The just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. So we said these three areas, and we're going to cover them again, okay? Now, why is this important that we are supposed to be living our life presently by faith? Number one, here go, write this down again. Your confidence has a reward connected to it. Your confidence. The Bible says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know he hears us, then what? We know we have the petition for which we desire. Beloved, your confidence has a reward connected to it. He said, don't cast it away. Don't throw away your confidence. No matter what's going on in your life, no matter what it looks like, cast not away your confidence. Why? Because there's a reward at the end of it. Baby girl, baby boy, I'm telling you, there is a reward connected to your confidence. If you just stay bold, if you just stay confident, if you just stay in faith, I'm telling you, the reward is going to chase you down. I'm telling you, the reward, the promise of God is going to be like a target that's going to hit your life, and it's not going to miss you. I don't care what the devil says. I don't care what your circumstances says. The blessing, the promise of God is going to locate you. You can't get away from it if you have confidence. Hallelujah. Number two, your patience has a promise connected to it. Your patience has a promise connected to you. You're going to, oh, glory to God. I feel the Holy Ghost. You're going to have some patience. You're going to have to wait on God. Because let me tell you something, baby girl, baby boy. God don't move on your timing. He move on his. If you are standing in faith, if you are believing God for anything, then guess what? You're steadfast. You're unmovable. You're patient. It has a promise to it. And if you will be patient for the promise, you're going to see the power of God to bring forth that promise. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, you're going to have to get to the place where you learn how to suffer long. Problem with believers today, we don't have no patience. We're in a hurry. Look at our freeways today. Everybody is in a fast pace. We are right now living in a microwave generation. We got to have it now. Lord, give me my blessing now. Let me get to my destination now. The devil is alive. No, you're going to learn how to have some steadfastness, unmovable. Why? Because the promise is connected to the process. I'm going to say that again. Write this down. The promise is connected to the process. The process. That's what God did with the children of Israel when he brought them out of Egypt. They were to come out of Egypt through the wilderness into the promise. But they got stuck in the wilderness. They never entered into the promise. And that's what most believers are at today. We're stuck in our wilderness. And we've lost our faith in our God. But I'm telling you, I'm here as a prophet of God to resurrect your faith once again. And last of all, your faith will bring pleasure to him. Don't you understand? Look what the Bible says. The just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul will have no pleasure in him. Beloved, that means your faith can bring pleasure to God. Hold on to your faith. Hold on to your faith. Hallelujah. Because there's a promise. There's a promise. There's a pleasure that God's getting out of it. When you begin to know that your faith is at an all-time high and you begin to declare some stuff and decree some stuff. Why? Because your faith is living and active. And what you and I got to understand, in this season, your faith has to be heard, not just your word. Write that down. Your faith must be heard, not just your word. What is your faith saying? What is your faith speaking in this season? What is your faith saying what belongs to you? Or you allow your speech to betray you? In other words, you've got so caught up in all the things that's going on in your life, you begin to bring back a negative report like the children of Israel when they went to go spy out the land. The Bible says they came back with a evil report. And God called that their unbelief. Their unbelief. They didn't have faith. But I'm telling you, people of God, God is about to metamorphose. God about to do a metamorphosis on your mind. Your mind about to be renewed tonight in the name of Jesus. So again, let's move forward. We're moving again with the three dimensions of faith. The three dimensions of faith, again, is what? The gift of faith. Number one, the gift of faith. The fruit of faith. And the measure of faith. Let's go through these quickly because we ain't got a lot of time. Man, at the end, I got to pray for some people because I'm about to activate your faith. I'm about to activate the power of God on the inside of you. There's some stuff in your life that's dormant. And you've been wondering why things ain't stirring up. You wonder why things ain't happening in your life the way it's supposed to. Well, guess what? I'm going to cause that thing to come alive today through the word of God in the name of Jesus. So number one, I want you to write it down, the gift of faith. Number two, the fruit of faith. And number three, the measure of faith. So let's deal with the first one, the gift of faith. Everybody write that down, say it, declare it, the gift of faith, the gift of faith. Now, what is the gift of faith? What is it? Again, if you missed last week, go back and listen to last week, but I'm going to elaborate again on it. The gift of faith, here you go, is the sovereign and supernatural manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Give you a chance to write it down. The gift of faith is the sovereign and supernatural manifestation of the Holy Spirit. In other words, write this down. Here you go. This faith, this gift of faith, when it is in operation, will cause God to move sovereignly. And it will cause God to manifest supernaturally. The gift of faith will cause your God to move sovereignly and manifest supernaturally. What does that mean? In other words, when God moves in this season, in this month of July, it will be a sovereign move. When God moves in this season, it's going to be a sovereign move. But when he manifests, it will be a supernatural move. In other words, something that cannot be understood with your natural comprehension. When God starts doing something, you ain't going to be able to figure it out with your mind. Oh, people of God, if you will only learn how to get your mind out of the way and start learning how to receive things in your spirit, man. Hallelujah. See, once it gets in your spirit, once the word gets in your spirit, once faith gets in your spirit, it's going to come up and renew your mind. If your mind is going to be renewed by what the word that God puts in your spirit. That's why the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 12, it tells us that we're to how? Renew our mind by what? The word of God. What word? What are you hearing? What word are you hearing? What is the last thing God said to you in regard to your faith? We're talking about faith. What is the last thing that God says to you in regard to your faith? Because when he starts moving, he's gonna move sovereignly, and he's going to manifest things supernaturally. And guess what? Your faith is a product of it manifesting. Glory to God. Your faith is a product of this thing coming to pass. Glory to God. So when he moves, he's going to move sovereignly. And when he manifests, he's going to do it supernaturally. See, God is a supernatural God. Did you know that? Did you know that your God is just not no imp God? He is a supernatural God. Everything he does it supernaturally. In other words, he will do stuff without you even having a comprehension of what he's doing. God don't have to explain to you what he does. Even though he loves you, sometimes he'll give you a little glimpse of what he's doing. But I'm telling you, there's some things that listen, God's about to do in your life. You're going to scratch your head and wonder, like, Lord, how did you do it? How did you supply this need? How did you heal my body? How did you deliver me from the bondage I've been in for 30 years? How did you do it, God? Oh, beloved, if you had only known. But God is listening. He's not going to explain it to your mind. He's going to explain it to your faith. Why? Because it's your faith. Remember when Jesus would heal somebody? If you read your Bible, you will understand. Anytime Jesus healed someone, he would tell them, your faith has made you whole. Your faith has made you whole. In other words, God didn't even say my power did it. No, your faith did this. People, in this season, what God is going to do, your faith is what's going to get it done. Because God's power is going to now connect to your faith. If you want the power of God, you got to connect your faith to it. Glory to God. Now, what are the examples of this faith? Mark 11, chapter 20. I'm giving you Bible, people of God, so pay attention. Mark chapter 11 and verse 20. Mark chapter 11, hallelujah, and verse 20. Lord, I pray that the people of God are receiving your word this night in the name of Jesus. Let's start at verse 20. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the root. Oh, people, God, catch the revelation. They didn't hear that the fig tree was dried up. They saw it. They saw it with their own eyes. I told you, when you get into dimensions, there are some things you're going to start seeing now. You're going to start seeing some stuff that's been coming against your life dry up. Oh, people, God, the fig tree dried up from the root. Listen, why? It dried up for him. And Peter, calling to remember, said unto him, Master, behold the fig tree. Behold, the word behold means look intently. It means to look intently, not hear intently, but see. Amen. I told you in the month of July, it's a month that you're going to have to see some things, and God is going to show it to you. Verse 21, and Peter, calling to remember, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which you cursed is withered away. In other words, they're astounded. They're amazed at what Jesus said to the fig tree. And Jesus, cool, calm, and collected, just said one word. Have faith in God. No. You missed it. Jesus. They're amazed. They're blown away by the miracle, by the word that Jesus spoke. And Jesus, calm, cool, and collected, just say, have faith in God. Have faith and God. Now, notice one thing I want you to understand, people of God. When Jesus did this, he was not doing it as the Son of God. He was doing it as the Son of Man, which was the Son of Adam. He was doing it as a man that was anointed by the Holy Spirit. He, Jesus, was our example. He was functioning as a man that was anointed by the Holy Spirit. And guess what? I said this before, but it bears repeating. Jesus, the Son of the living God, when he was on the earth, he had to rely on the Holy Spirit just as much as you and I have to. He had no greater advantage. Jesus had no greater advantage. He had to depend and rely on the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, Jesus could not do no miracle. He had to rely. He had to yield and depend on the person of the Holy Spirit. Now, if Jesus had to do that, how much more do you and I have to? Glory to God. Jesus, listen, and guess what? Because the power of God, Jesus was functioning as a man anointed by the Holy Spirit. He knew that when he spoke to that fig tree and caused it to dry up, he knew it was his faith. It was Jesus' faith that was speaking, not just his words. And the Bible says, as he is, so are we in this world. Oh, people of God, you ought to get up and run on that one. Hallelujah. As he is, so are we in this world. Why? Because what you and I don't understand, that you and I are made in the likeness and image of Jesus. The same spirit that was in Jesus is indwelling you. The same Holy Ghost that was residing on the inside of our Lord and Savior is actually residing on the inside of you. And the Bible actually says, greater works than these shall you do because I go to the Father. When Jesus went to the Father and he left the Holy Spirit, he gave you the same advantage. The Bible said it's to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Comforter will not come. But now that he's here, I'm telling you, the same miracle, the same power that was flowing through Jesus is about to flow through your life. I'm telling you, let me prophesy to you, in this season, you're about to get some stuff done. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. You, Ramando Robo, you about to get some stuff done, some stuff that you couldn't get done with your education. You're going to get it done with your faith. Oh, hallelujah. Your education. I don't care how many seminaries you've been to. I don't care how many degrees you got in this season. Your education is not required. Only thing that is required in this dimension is your faith. Your faith in God is what's going to get things done. In the name of Jesus, man, I'm preaching myself happy. Hey, hallelujah. So the faith that Jesus was talking about is the God kind of faith. The faith. Now, here you go. Write this down. This faith, the God kind of faith, will manifest. It will manifest based on the need for it. We're talking about what? The gift of faith is going to manifest based on the need for it. Now, what need is for it? Here you go. Write this down and pay very close attention to what the Holy Ghost is going to say to you. The need for this faith to manifest is, here you go, it is to fulfill God's agenda. It is to fulfill God's agenda and to finish your God-given assignment. I'm going to let that sink in for a moment. Woo, glory, hallelujah. This faith, the need for this faith, the gift of faith to be an operation in your life is to fulfill God's agenda, not yours. See, we got our own agenda. We got our own plans, and we done planned everything out and said, listen, I'm going to get this business started. I'm going to do it this way, and you ain't even consulted your God about it. And you wonder why that is not prospering. And then when it don't prosper, you want to start trying to bind the devil. It ain't the devil. The devil ain't involved in this. This is because you're leaning on your own understanding. You ain't acknowledged God concerning the business, concerning the dream, concerning the thing that he told you to do. So you got to go in prayer and get the blueprint of how the thing is supposed to build. If you're building a ministry, you got have to build it with faith. If you're building a business, you're going to have to do it by faith. And in order to do it, you're going to have to go in prayer to get the blueprint of what it looks like in the spiritual realm so it can manifest in the natural realm. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you. Now, it is to fulfill God's agenda, and it's to finish your God-given assignment. In other words, God has an agenda, and you have an assignment. God has an agenda. Write that down. God has an agenda, and I have an assignment. So your God-given assignment is to fulfill and finish God's sovereign agenda. I'm going to let it sink in. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith doesn't come by having heard. You can't just hear this word one time and think it's going to get in your spirit. It might get in your mind, but it's not going to get in your spirit until you hear it over and over and over again until your faith grab a hold of it. Ooh, glory to God. I'm telling you, your faith, I see it in the spirit. I see some of y'all, I see faith coming out of you grabbing onto the promise. There are some promises you've been believing for years. Your faith is going to come up out of your spirit and latch a hold to the promise. Your God-given assignment is to fulfill God's sovereign agenda. How do we know that? John chapter 17, verse 4. John 17, verse 4. Let me give you Bible and verse. So you don't think I'm just telling you this stuff. I'm going to give you the scripture so you can see it for yourself. John chapter 17, verse 4. Hallelujah. Man, I'm preaching myself happy if I ain't preaching nobody else. Woo, glory. Hey. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to start at verse 3. John chapter 17, verse 3 and 4. Look what it says. Oh, people got, please, don't miss this. What I'm about to share with you is about to blow your mind. Your mind's about to be blown by this. You ready? Here you go. John 17, verse 3. And this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. Here you go. Verse 4. I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. Notice the connection. No, I'm going to read it again. I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. I have glorified you. I have finished the work which you called me to do. So in vernacular, it's saying this. I have glorified you by finishing the work which you gave me to do. I have glorified you, Father, by finishing what you called me to do. I have glorified you by fulfilling your agenda. I glorify you by finishing the work you called me to do. So in other words, Jesus is telling you and I today, listen, in order to glorify Jesus, it's not just going to be your praise and worship. Lord, I glorify you. I magnify. Yes, that's good. That's wonderful. Oh, that is so wonderful. Jesus loved it. But look, there's another level. There's another dimension. You got to come up higher. And God said, guess what? In this season, if you're going to glorify me, you're going to have to finish some things I've called you to do. There's some things you're going to have to finish. We are so good at starting stuff, but we're not good at finishing things. But I'm telling you, there is an anointing. There is faith to finish the project. There is faith to finish the assignment. There is faith to finish some things. And I'm telling you, God says in this season, I need you to glorify me by finishing the work which I've called you to do. Notice, people of God, and this is what's going to blow your mind when most believers don't understand. When you stand before Jesus on the day that this life is over, the words that you want to hear is, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Notice what it says. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. What have you done? What have you finished? So God will reward you, not just because you got born again. God is going to reward you in heaven for what you have finished. Oh, that just went through somebody's spine. God is going to reward some of you for what you have finished. What have you done? What has God called you to do? Are you still working on it? Or do you have the faith and grace to finish it? God told you to write that book long time ago. God told you to start that business long time, and you've been procrastinating. And I decree and declare in the name of Jesus, that procrastinating devil is coming off of you now in Jesus' name. I command that procrastinating devil, that lady devil, to come off of you in Jesus' name. And I declare there's an anointing to finish what God called you to do. And when you finish it, Jesus will be glorified. And I'm telling you, this is going to require faith to get it done. Hey, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And also, I don't have time to go there real quickly, but the Apostle Paul says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept what? The faith. I've kept the faith. The Apostle Paul finished his assignment. Hallelujah. He said, I've kept the faith. People of God, let me tell you something. Listen, your faith won't fail you if you don't fail in your faith. You're going to have to hold on to your faith. You're going to have to hold on to your faith. Hold on to your faith. Hold on to it. Your faith in this season is not going to fail you in this hour. Now, the second one is this. Glory be to God. I pray you got that one. That was a lot of meat right there, and I pray that is being digested right now. Hallelujah. Now, the second one is the fruit of faith. Everybody write that down. The fruit of faith. What is the fruit of faith? What is the fruit of faith? Let me tell you what the fruit of faith is. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22. Let's go there. Whew, my God. Man, I'm telling you, God is moving right now. God, somebody's, oh, the mind tellable. Yes, God, I see it. I'm telling you, somebody's being delivered right now. Somebody's being delivered from some stuff that you have listened. Some of you, God is reteaching some of you all over. Some of you, you know, heard faith messages all your life, but you haven't heard the Holy Spirit minister to you like this. Amen. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. Hallelujah. And listen, I'm learning myself. I'm sitting here amazed at what I'm learning too. You ain't the only one learning. I'm sitting here as the teacher, and as I go back to the word and I'm ministering you and teaching you, my mind is being renewed. I'm being blown away by what God is showing me, because he showed it to me time and time again. Every time I go in prayer, he began to say, God asked me the question. One day, I was in prayer one day, people of God, and the Lord asked me this question, and it was so clear. He asked me this. He said, son, I said, yes, Lord. He said, where are you in your faith? You know, when God asked me, I didn't know what to answer him, because how I'm going to answer someone who knows everything. I had to do like Peter said, Lord, you know everything. You know where I'm at. I might not be in faith like I should, but God, listen, help a brother out. Help your son out. I'm telling you. Hallelujah. So guess what? We're all growing. The Bible says we're going from what? Faith to faith and glory to glory. And I'm telling you, there's another glory that's coming as you're going from faith to faith and glory to glory. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. The fruit of faith. Write that down. Declare it out loud. Right there in your living room, bathroom, car, wherever you're at. The fruit of faith. Galatians 5:22. Look what the Bible says. Here you go. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and the last one is faith. Some translation in the New King James, it says faithfulness, but the King James says faith. It's really faith. Amen. So the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith, which means, people, God, pay attention. The fruit of the Spirit, write this down. Oh, write it down. Get it in your spirit. The fruit of the Spirit produces the fruit of faith. I'm just reading your Bible to you. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, and faith. So the fruit of the Spirit is what produces the fruit of faith. Write that down. The fruit of the Spirit produces the fruit of faith. The fruit of the Spirit is what produces the fruit of faith. The fruit of the Spirit produces the fruit of faith. I'm going to say it until it gets in your spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is what produces the fruit of faith. How? You got to go back to verse 16. You got to go back to verse 16. Look at verse 16. Let's go all up to verse 16, okay? Because in order to understand verse 22, you got to go to verse 16. Look what the Bible says. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Walk in the Spirit, people of God, and you will not fulfill the lust of your flesh. Walk in the Spirit, and you won't fulfill the lust of your flesh. So, people of God, in other words, here go. Here's the revelation. Kept the revelation. So if you are walking in the Spirit, you're not fulfilling the lust of the flesh. If you're walking in the Spirit, you're not fulfilling the lust of the flesh. Because the Bible says, walk in the Spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So if you're walking in the Spirit, you're not fulfilling the lust of the flesh, right? So if you're not fulfilling the lust of the flesh, then there's something that you must be fulfilling. What is it? You are fulfilling and producing the fruit of the Spirit, and one of the fruit is faith. If you are walking in the Spirit, you are fulfilling and producing the fruit of the Spirit. And the fruit of the Spirit, one of those fruits is faith. And notice the word fruit is singular, not plural. It's not fruits with an S. It's fruit. In other words, you need all of them. You need love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, faithfulness, suffering. You need all of them. You need all of them. All of them work together. They work together. But I'm focused on faith right now, because if you're walking in the Spirit, you're going to produce the fruit of faith. When you walk in the Spirit, people are going to notice the fruit of faith in operation. So then, listen, here you go. When I make a conscious decision to walk in the Spirit, the evidence of what manifests will be the fruit of faith. When I make a conscious decision. See, people, God, you're going to have to make a conscious decision to walk in the Spirit in order to produce and manifest the fruit of faith. Because why? It's a fruit. Amen? Now, here you go. Now, this is the thing I want you to understand. The fruit of faith must be cultivated. Write that down. The fruit of faith, it has to be cultivated. In other words, the ground of your heart must be tilled by the word of God. It's just like if you put any seed in the ground, you got to break up that ground in order for that seed. Because once that seed gets in that environment, the environment causes the life of that seed to break open, causes that seed to break open in order for the life. The life is in the seed. The life is in the seed. So when you plant, a farmer plants a seed, once it gets in there, it's going to produce something. It's supposed to produce. Your faith, people of God, hear the word of the Lord, hear the Holy Spirit. Your faith in this hour is supposed to be producing something. It's supposed to be producing what you're believing for. Whatever you're believing, is your faith producing it? Is your faith producing healing that you need for your body? Is your faith producing deliverance for what you need for your mind? Glory to God. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost. Sando Robosha. Hey, and what is your faith producing? And so you got to ask yourself, what is my faith producing? What is my faith producing? And if your faith ain't producing something, then you got to go back to what? The Word of God. Why? Because the Bible says faith comes by the hearing of God's Word. So there's a level of the Word you are lacking if your faith is not producing nothing. And some of us so distracted. We got social media going on and all this other business going on, and you working 5 jobs and everything. You ain't got time to get in the Word. The devil is a liar. No. You better get in that Word. Why? Because in this season, your faith is a product of what will manifest. Your faith is what will bring the path, what God purposed for your life. And I'm declaring to you now in the name of Jesus, there is a distinction. Now, there is, people of God, a distinction between the gift of faith and the fruit of faith. There is a distinction between the gift of faith and the fruit of faith. Now, what is it? What is the distinction between the gift of faith and the fruit of faith? Write this down because it's good stuff. The gift of faith will always be always reveal and disclose God's ability to do his purpose. The gift of faith will always reveal and disclose God's ability to do his purpose. Why? Because the gift of faith has to do with the power of God, God's ability. God's ability is his power to get something done. Now, what is the fruit of faith? Okay. Now, while the fruit of faith, write this down, the fruit of faith reveals his character to be what he purposed for his church. I'm telling you this is what the Lord said to me in prayer. The Lord says, the fruit of faith is going to reveal my nature and character to be what I purpose for my body, for my church. My ecclesia, the called out ones, the one who's been called out of the world, the one who's been called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Do you have his nature? Do you have his character? And the fruit determines what character, what is supposed to be produced. So, the gift of faith, God's ability. The fruit of faith, his character and his nature, what he's going to do for his church. 1 Corinthians 13:1. I'm moving fast, people of God. I need you to stay with me. 1 Corinthians 13:1, and we know this already, but we got to see it. 1 Corinthians 13:1. 1 Corinthians 13:1. Look what it says. Here it goes. Are you ready? Watch this. Watch what the Bible says. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not love, I am become a sounding brass or a tingling cymbal. Though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge. And here go. Though I have all faith. There's that word. Though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, and do not have love, I'm nothing. See, you got to understand, people, God's nature, God's character has to do with his love. It has to do with his love. Now, why is this so important? Because guess what? It has to do with God's love, not only his power. We have focused so much on God's ability, but guess what? We have not mastered the love of God. The love of God, your faith must, Lee, you got to get a revelation of God's love for you, beloved. In this hour, in this season, get a revelation of God's love. Listen, in other words, I can be everything to people with my gift of faith in operation, but I am nothing without the fruit of God's character. I'm going to say that again. Write it down. I can be everything to people with my gift of faith in operation. When the gift of faith in operation, everybody loved me, the power of God flowing through my life and everything. But guess what? I'm nothing without his character, without the fruit of his character. If I don't have love, it's only a matter of time. That gift, that ability, that anointing that's born, it's going to become dormant. It's going to stop. I'm telling you. All right, here you go. Let's finish this up. Now, the gift of faith is for your assignment. The gift of faith, write this down. The gift of faith is for your assignment. When it comes to your assignment, you need the gift of faith in operation. The gift of faith, you need it to fulfill your assignment. Why? Because your assignment has to do with the power of God. Okay? Now, the fruit of faith is for your living. To display God's character. I'm going to say it again. Hope I ain't moving fast, but because of time purpose, I need to get this in your spirit. The gift of faith is for your assignment. When God gives you an assignment, he will cause the gift of faith to be in operation in your life. But when it comes to the fruit of faith, it's for your living. It's how you live. Why? Because in your living, you must display God's nature and character. People are more attracted to the nature and character of God than they are the ability. Because once you get God's nature and character, he will display his power. He will display his ability. He'll flex his muscles and make supernatural things begin to manifest in your life. And I'm telling you, in this moment, this is what's going to happen in this month if you receive it. Now, the fruit of faith, it comes from abiding in Christ. The fruit of faith comes from abiding in Christ. The fruit of faith, write that down and declare it. The fruit of faith, it comes from abiding in Christ. I got to abide in Christ in order to produce the fruit of faith. John chapter 15, verse 5. I hope y'all writing these scriptures down. I'm giving you the word today. John chapter 15, verse 5. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Mantelebura mandi. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The fruit of faith comes by abiding in Christ. Look what it says. I am, verse 5, it says, I am the vine, and you are the branches. He that abide in me and I in him, the same brings forth what? Much fruit. He's going to bring much fruit. Remember, the fruit of faith. For without me, you can't do nothing. Without me, you can't do nothing. I don't care if you think you got all the faith in the world. Beloved, your faith got to be connected to abiding in him. You got to abide in him. You got to remain in him. You got to fellowship with him. You got to spend quality time with him. You got to get to the place where you and him are dialoguing together, fellowshipping together, loving one another. I'm telling you, we spend time more with everybody else and less time with the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, people of God, hear me. My heart breaks. It's time to fall in love with the Holy Spirit. It's time to fall in love with the Holy Spirit. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is going to begin to reveal another side of Jesus that you have never seen. I promise you. I'm telling you. God is about to, the Holy Spirit is about to show you another side of Jesus. You think you know Jesus. You don't know Jesus until the Holy Spirit shows him to you. Because when Jesus was on the earth, his whole objective was to reveal the Father, was to show you the Father. He did never try to bring attention to himself. He pointed people to the Father. And now that the Holy Spirit is on the earth, guess what? He's going to show you Jesus. He's going to show you how to fall in love with Jesus. He's going to show you the nature and character of Jesus. Jesus. Come on. I want you to declare that. I need Jesus. I need Jesus. Hallelujah. And let me wrap this up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I feel the Holy Ghost all over me right now. Woo, man, I'm telling you, somebody going to get a miracle before the end of this night. I promise you that. Now, the last one is the measure of faith. The last dimension of faith is the measure of faith. The measure of faith. Write it down. The measure of faith. Let's go to Romans chapter 12, verse 1. And I'm finna wrap it up here, people of God. Man, I pray y'all got this word. Oh, Jesus. See, it's not my responsibility to make sure you get this word. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. But I'm pleading with the Holy Ghost. Lord, let this word fall on good ground tonight, because I'm telling you, just like God gave it to me in prayer, I'm giving it to you just the way he gave it to me. Romans chapter 12, hallelujah, verse 1 through 3. Here go. Here's the word. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. There you go. Transform. How are you transformed? By the renewing of your mind, that you may prove or manifest what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Look at verse 3, verse 3. For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. The measure of faith. Notice it does not say a measure of faith. In the King James Version, it says the measure. It really, if you study that out in the original language, it is the measure of faith, not a measure. God is not going to give you a little, here's a little measure. No, he's giving you the measure. He's giving every person the same measure. In other words, the moment you accept Jesus as your Savior and Lord, you receive the measure of faith. The moment you ask Jesus to come into your life, you receive the measure of faith. Come on, I want you to declare right now, I have the measure of faith. I have it. I have it. I have it on the inside of me. And guess what? That faith is alive today. It's alive. I want to get to, and I'm going to close with this, because this is going to jack some of you up, because some of you don't want to hear this, but whether you realize or not, you're going to have to hear it, because it is a part of your Bible. Hallelujah. Now, again, the moment you accept Jesus Christ, you receive the measure of faith. Now, this faith, this measure of faith, it must be tried to see if it measures up. I'm going to say that again. Glory to God. This measure of faith, it must be tried to see if it measures up. In other words, here you go. You ready for this? Put on your seatbelt, because we're about to go deep. Trials, hardship, difficulties that test your faith and character will determine whether you can handle another measure of responsibility. Oh, I'm going to say it again. Glory to God. Oh, man, Jesus, help me, Holy Ghost. Your faith, trials, hardship, difficulties, is going to test your faith and character, and it will determine whether you can handle another measure of responsibility. A lot of people don't understand the measure of faith is going to qualify you to handle another measure of responsibility. The measure of faith, when you go through hardship, trial, difficulties, and you don't complain like the children of Israel in the wilderness, when you don't murmur and complain, God says, you know what? They handle that well. Let me give them a little bit more responsibility. I can trust them. Listen, can God trust you with more responsibility? Can God trust you with more responsibility? See, a lot of you're believing God for a house. You're believing like, Lord, I'm believing for a brand new car, right? But God says, wait, you ain't even been responsible with the car you got in your backyard. It's still back there on blocks. You want a house. But listen, you ain't even been faithful with the apartment. You want God to bless you with thousands of dollars, but you can't even be faithful. You can't even be responsible paying your rent on time. If you can't say amen, say ouch. I'll say ouch for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, this is serious. This ain't no game to play. This is serious. God wants you to get to the place, beloved, where guess what? He not only requires you to trust him, but he wants you to get to the place where he could trust you. Can God trust you with more responsibility? The Bible says, to much is given, much is required. To much is given, much is required. The more faith God give you, the more God increase your faith, the more you can handle more responsibility. Some leaders, you are praying, God, we need more people in our ministry. Have you been faithful with the few people? Have you ministered to the few people that God has given you responsibility over? How have you handled that? I'm speaking to some leaders. I know there are some leaders on here. You're believing God for ministry. And God said, wait a minute, I need to trust you. I need you to be a good steward because I can't give you ownership until you get the revelation of stewardship. I'm telling you, I'm ready to increase you. And so I decree and declare in this season, God is about to trust you with another level, another dimension of responsibility because he is increasing your measure. He is increasing your capacity. Why? To receive more. He is calling you to now mature. He is calling you now to receive another dimension of grace in order to handle the weight of responsibility. And I declare, let me say this to you. Pastor E, let me tell you something. God can trust you. God's about to increase you, Pastor E. Hear the word of the Lord. I'm speaking prophetically. God says you have handled the responsibility. You have handled the measure in which he has given you. And God says now he's about to increase your territory. He's about to expand your vision. He's about to give you more because there's more in store because you have been faithful with God's people. He can trust you and there is more that is in store for you. I declare about this time next year, whatever you're believing for, God is going to increase you. God is going to endow you with another dimension of grace in the name of Jesus. I decree it over you. I decree it over you in the name of Jesus. Now, man of God, I need you to unmute the people because the anointing is on me to pray for some people that need prayer because I'm telling you, I'm seeing God increase some people's faith right now. Rokatalabu Rama. Matelebu Rama. Hallelujah. Man of God, let me know. When we've been unmuted, hey, Labu Ramanda. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Unmuted.
Ooh, man, anointing. Glory. Hallelujah. Go ahead, man of God.
Unmuted.
Bring on the first person. All right. Bring on the first person. Because I'm telling you, I got a word for some people on here. Oh, glory to God.
Eric Cole, 562, last four, 1354. That's the only person that has hit their one.
All right, come on, come on. Announce yourself.
Hallelujah.
Come on, who are you? Announce yourself. Who are you? Come on.
What?
Glory to God. Come on. Who's on? Hallelujah. I'm going to announce my wife at the end, but they're over. Rabba Sandilibu Rabaha. Is that you, Kathy?
No.
I think it is.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
No.
What's the last?
Hello? Can I be heard?
Yeah.
Yes, you can. Eric Cole, 562.
Oh, really?
Four,
I mean,
one,
I didn't
three,
punch
five,
anything,
four.
But praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, I didn't. Okay, amen. Well, I really enjoyed the word tonight. I really appreciate it. It's really a lot of confirmation. And I want to continue to go over, you know, the gift of faith, the fruit of faith. And we need all three, amen, in operation to access that supernatural realm and dimension you were talking about.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. There was somebody else that unmuted yourself. Who are you?
Well, that was Pastor E. And I just want to say, without faith, it's impossible to please God. So everything I do is like, you know, you know, look at the scriptures that say, walk by faith and not by sight, and without faith, and faith is the substance of things. Faith has to be the first substance of relationship with God. And that only comes first by believing. So when he came and when he sent and when he declared, he said that he, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes. So as we believe, then that develops our faith to now give us the ability to walk in the action of faith without being able to see it physically. And
that's
most
right.
people
Amen.
Can't get it, because faith is something that you have to vision. Faith is something that has to come from the mind of God. Faith is something that comes from a relationship of prayer, worship, and just atoning with him. So, you know, you're right on it. This one element, we can't please God. And so we say we're in a relationship with him, but if you haven't developed the faith walk, the faith talk, and the faith relationship, it's pretty hard to be in that place. So, man, keep preaching this thing, you know, and keep taking it to another level. Now, it may not be only myself. We have several callers. We have several listeners on this broadcast tonight. You may be online, and you'd be like, I want to talk. You cannot do it online. You have to dial 319-527-6173. Again, 319-527-6173. Dial 1. It'll put you in the host queues. We can bring you in. Those that are online with us, dial 1 again. If we missed you, hit it. Let's bring you in, because the prophet is hot right now, and I know the word has really confirmed itself tonight. Let's do this thing.
Yeah. And also, is the bond on?
It's who?
It's Sister Yvonne. Okay. I'm released the word over her anyway, because I need to release this, because this word been burning my spirit when we was in the prophet closet. I'll tell you, it was burning my spirit. So I'll release that. Anyone else, real quickly, before I release the word to Yvonne, then I'm going to pray for everybody and let everyone go. Hallelujah.
No, go ahead, bro.
Okay. So this is the word for Sister Yvonne. Now, I think it was yesterday, she had said something that God has her in a place where God told her to sit down or something. And as she was, when she said that, I saw in the spirit realm, I saw her sitting in a seat, and I saw God putting a crown on her head. And the Spirit of God said, and I'm saying this to Yvonne in the spirit, where you at right now, Yvonne, God is bringing you into a place of rest. God is bringing you into a place of rest. God saying your labor, the labor that you have labored for, some things that you have been laboring for, God says, now you are to rest in it. You are to rest in it now. You don't have to continue to pray about it. God says, now as you enter into the place of rest, that God says you are seated now, and you are going to enjoy the fruit of your labor. You're going to enter into a time of manifestation. There will be a time that you are going to begin to see every 30 to 90 days, you're going to see supernatural things just begin to take place. And I heard the Lord say every 30 to 90 days, you're going to begin to see supernatural things happen. You're going to actually begin to see supernatural provision, finances come. You're going to begin to see family members that you people you've been praying for and believing for begin to get born again. God is going to begin to deal with them and minister to them, and God is going to cause them to begin to receive a revelation of his love I declare this over you, and I declare that you are coming in your time of rest. You are coming into your greatest season of provision, your greatest season of outlook. God is going to expand you. God is going to increase you. God is going to reward you. In the name of Jesus, I declare this over you, Yvonne, right now, right where you are. I send this word out in the spirit, and I declare and decree that you are coming into your finest hours in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I pray for every person that may be online that did not come in the queue. But, Lord, I pray now in the name of Jesus that from this day forward, the faith of God, the gift of faith, right now, the fruit of faith and the measure of faith will now come alive on the inside of them, that it will be activated. It will begin to be stirred up. The Apostle Paul said, stir up the gift that is on the inside of you by the laying on of hands. I lay my hands on you in the spirit realm in the name of Jesus, and I command your faith to come alive. I command the product that you are working on to come alive. I command that business that you are believing to now come forth in the name of Jesus. Your business is coming forth even as Jesus spoke to Lazarus. Lazarus, come forth. I command prosperity to come forth. I command healing to come forth. There's somebody that was on here, I don't know if you're online, but you've been dealing with frustration. You've been dealing with frustration to the point of you've been having, like, at certain times, like strong migraine headaches at certain times, and I see you like taking a couple of aspirin. But I hear the Lord saying God is stretching forth his hand, and he is touching you right now, and God says that as you would just begin to be at peace, the migraine headaches will leave you when you receive his peace in the name of Jesus. Your days of frustration are over with in the name of Jesus. There's another person that's been dealing with back pain on the left side, I hear the Lord saying, I am touching you right now in the name of Jesus. I release divine healing to your back in the name of Jesus. I don't know if it has to do with stress. I don't know if it has to do with on your job. I don't know it, but I know what I'm seeing in the spirit, but I know it's right there on the left side. You've been feeling back pain. I don't know what this is for, but I declare in the name of Jesus that even before we come on again, you're going to have a testimony that this thing has been gone, is being removed in the name of Jesus. The power of God is touching your body at this moment in the name of Jesus. I release the blessing upon you now in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. And again, I want to declare this, and I know, man of God, you already heard it, but I'm going to say it again. Pastor E, God is about to expand you. Get ready, get ready, get ready, man of God. God said now to tell you he can trust you on a whole nother level now. And I'm telling you, by the end of this year, people will not even recognize you. God's about to put there's a whole new makeover. God's about to make you all over. I'm telling you, there's another level of glory that's coming to the ministry. There's another level of provision that's coming to the ministry because God can trust you. You have been faithful with the little, and God says, now I can trust you with the much. So I decree this over you, and I declare I agree with everything. God said, whatever you put your hands to, it's going to prosper in Jesus' name. And I release the blessing upon every person right now. I pray your sleep will be sweet tonight in the name of Jesus. I bless you by reason of the anointed in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Now, don't forget to go to the website and register. Also, I want you to mute my wife. She has an announcement for tomorrow. I want to give her opportunity to do that because tomorrow she's ministering and you don't want to miss tomorrow. Kathy?
Amen. Amen. Tomorrow at 1:30 p.m. is going to be a ministry at the Love, Hope, and Healing International. And it's a Sanctified Women's Conference. And we're going to be talking about a new identity in Christ and that is tomorrow at 1:30 at 1323 South Long Beach Boulevard in Compton, California. Again, 1323 South Long Beach Boulevard, Compton, California. And so if you're in the area about 1:30, just come on out and just support your girl. But God is going to speak. I believe there's going to be a mighty move of God. I'm in expectation that God is going to do signs, miracles, and wonders, because that's what the Bible said. The Bible said that these signs shall follow them that believe. He didn't say these signs follow the apostle, the evangelist. No, you as the believer, when you show up, he is going to show up. And whatever it is that you need in the realm of the spirit, you need God to move on your behalf, I want you to come on out and receive from the Lord what he has in that setting, because we will never
Amen.
Use that anointing again. Amen.
Ooh, Jesus.
Amen. And
Amen.
Let me just share this real quickly before I turn it back over to the man of God. Listen, if anyone would like to connect or know anything more about this dynamic duo, my wife and I, our ministry is called Global Ministries of Intercession, where we teach the power of God in the area of intercession. If you want to know more about our ministry, go to our website, ignitefiretoday.com. Amen. We're doing one-on-one. If there's a Pacific area that you want to be ministered to, you can go and sign up for that, because we are here to help you step into your God-given assignment and purpose. And so I want you to go to the website, ignitefiretoday.com. Don't forget to go sign up for our teaching on the Holy Spirit. It will change your life. I promise you. In Jesus' name, back over to you, man of God.
Bless you, bless you, bless you. In closing, all I want to do is put it out there for all of my brothers, all of my Faith in Action boys, the men. Tomorrow at 10 a.m. is our monthly meeting. Yes, we just finished the conference. It was dynamic. We're building the website. We're building a whole society. We're coming together. But tomorrow at 10 a.m. here at the Now Church California, EST's for You and P2P Community Development Complex, 1112 East Artesia Boulevard, we're having a light breakfast and a one-hour conversation from 10 to 11 on where we go from here. We're building a website. We want to be able to put the right information, get the right links, and be effective in what we're doing as we grow this movement. Come on out and join me tomorrow. I'm personally going to make sure you're fed. I'm going to personally make sure you feel comfortable. I am going to personally make sure that you're out of here in 1 hour. Come on out tomorrow. Faith in Action, Boys and Men. That's our monthly meeting tomorrow, July 15th, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Yes, we start on time, end on time. But this is our first meeting after the conference that we can continue to build. We want you guys to be out here with us. Come have some fun. And you might need to talk to somebody. Well, it's going to be brothers here to listen. Number love. But guess what? I can do nothing. You could do nothing. We could do nothing. But the one person, the one entity, the one spirit, and the one God that I know can is him. Let's trust in him with all our heart, and let's do this thing. Join us tomorrow.
Can I talk to you?
Oh, yeah.
I know you got some questions. What's the hardest thing you're going through? Let's talk about it.
Talking about mountains, talking about pain. Talking about my life, when will it change? Talking about all things, I can do all things. Talking about nightmares, lose my way, and my dreams better be erased. Talking about all things, I said I can do all things. Talking about doubts that flood my mind. I'm out of fun, living out of time. I need
Just because he's silent doesn't mean that he's still. He's not only preparing it for you, he's preparing you for it. Let's go.
Talking about all things. Woo! All the big and the small things.
Hallelujah.
Talking about doors you've never seen.
Yeah.
Blessings on blessings for you to receive. Talking about all things. All the big and the small things.
He sees you. The blessing's coming, but he had to get you ready for it. Yes, sir. What are we talking about? What are we talking about? Come on, say. Say it again now. And my people say.
God can do it.
He can do it.
Woo! You can't give up now. Hey, what are we talking about?
Talking about all things.
Hallelujah.
All the big and the small things.
God can.
God can do all things.
He's a good God. He's a good God. Come on. He's a good God. He's a good God. Come on.
I love
it.
One more.
I tell you, God is good.